Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
Abruptly, the sound ceased. Suddenly the desolation, the solitude, became unendurable.
Ha! We'll soon sort that out.
Thank you. You Too from 1991 from the album Acton Baby. The track was Mysterious Ways.
What a cracker that was, eh? Yes. Glory Days Rock Show. You're listening to, of course, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there anywhere in the world. You can also go there for the podcast for the show, which pop up generally about 30 minutes after each hour. You've got Julie and Paul live
yes.
for the next 2 hours for great rock music in all its different forms. Looking down the playlist today, I always think to myself, I don't know what I was thinking when I did this one, but there's a real old mix of stuff from classic rock through to prog, hard rock, grunge, punk, always a bit punk. I'm not sure we've got goth rock today, but you never know how you interpret stuff. Later in this hour, we've got our PG's pick of the rocks this week for brand
unless
new releases.
He pops in.
He may do. Who knows? Second half of the show, we've got Chris's punk track of the week. We've got Steve's choice. We've got undercover tracks. We've got loads of stuff. Next up is a female fronted band cracking track from 1984.
Drive fly me away. Oh, it's my time coming, I'm not afraid, afraid to die.
Elders from Arts and Monkeys, you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hello.
And that was the Screaming Blue Messiahs live with Talking Doll from a BBC Radio 1 live in concert back in 1998. And before that, Jeff Buckley.
Title track
of the album Grace from 1994. He was very influenced by Led Zeppelin, as you could hear on that track.
Oh, and of course, his father, Tim.
Tim Buckley.
Both died tragically young, but what a track that was. Yeah. Not heard that for a while. Brilliant. Before that...
Ooh. Susie and the Banshees from the album Hyena from back in 84. A track called Swimming Horses.
What a phenomenal talent that lady is. And a great band as well. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, of course. We're every Monday, 1 till 3, playing great rock music in all its different forms. So we like to think. Anyway, this... track. Oh, it's amazing. It's from 1969. Here we go.
You're listening to Glory Days. Glory Days.
This is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Skins back to their holes, fighting them at their own game. Murder for
Wow. Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills, from their 1982 album, The Number of the Beast. Before that, the Moody Blues, the reason why we played that, the keyboard player, who was the last original member to be alive.
I think
alive.
He was the founding member of the original Moody Blues.
From the original lineup, he was the last one to be living. Well, he died, actually, aged 82, April 24. So the track was Ride My Seesaw from the 1968 album In Search of the Lost Code.
What a great...
We're always looking for that one. I've lost a few
title,
of my time.
Title for an album, that on the Duran label, very interesting.
And then we went back to 1969 with King Crimson, 21st Century Schizoid Man from the album In the Court of Crimson King with Greg Lake on bass and Fripp on guitar.
Ooh. Excellent. And that was mixed in with a track called Mirrors as well. Very interesting mix of music today here on Glory Days Rock Show, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also go there for the podcast. We should all be well. Have our PG on the line for his pick of the rocks this week. They're all brand new releases. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Now then, who needs whispering Bob Harris when we've got you?
Oh, I don't know. You guys have been raiding the back catalogue, haven't you?
We've played a strange mix of stuff today, Paul. But I know you've got some cracking stuff coming up for us.
Too much fun, but it's back catalogue, so let's have something new, shall we?
Exactly.
I think first up we've got the... weirdly named Bizarre Fae, and they is because they're a non-binary artist based in Hull, and the track's on Warren Records label. It's called Sad Clown, and it's their debut from the new album Revolting, and it was a 24th of April release date on it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And... said they've been influenced by punk, hardcore and pop rock. So look out for that one.
So their debut single, and then the Revolting album, that's the debut album coming out, I reckon, in the future then?
Simultaneous, I think.
Oh, wow. You're only 5 days off the mark, Paul.
I'll
try harder.
Yes. Stop your wages.
And where did you say they were from, sorry?
From Hull.
Hull?
Oh, they're based in Hull.
Hey, there's some good stuff coming out of Hull.
Yeah, it's happening. And it was produced by one of the Hull sort of music people who are around at the moment called End of Level Baddie. That was the producer on the track. So,
I like it.
Good stuff, eh?
Indeed.
But it's well worth a listen, so I will listen to that one. And then we've got some old friends that we've played before, a band called Dutch Criminal Record, and they're based down in Brighton, but originally I think they're from Chichester, so sort of being well anchored down there. And the release date on their track was the 26th of April.
Oh, extra point there, Paul, for being 3 days off today's date.
It's their first release this year. So we played stuff from them before.
We have.
The track's called Now or Never. And just for modernity, they've got 500,000 followers on TikTok.
Wow.
And they've had 10 million streams on Spotify. So they're on the Anti-Fragile Music label. They're going to be on tour in the UK, May 25th at A Stone's Throw, July the 12th at Jurassic Fields, and July the 20th at Forest Festival. And if you want to find out more, you can go to allthews.dutchcriminalrecord, all in lowercase, .com, to find out more about them. The track is Now or Never, and it's their first single release of the year.
Excellent. Well, Paul queued the other track up that we played before, and I'm like, oh, I don't think that's it, is it? But great stuff. And after that, we've got...
We're for the high jump.
Oh.
So that's the name of the band, at least. And, oh, they're going to let me down, aren't they? 24th of April release. It's also the teaser for their upcoming EP, 001, which is to be released soon.
Oh, excellent.
They're on Tip Top Recordings, and that's Harry Martin and Rick Holland. They're a London Indietronica duo is how they build them themselves.
Wow.
But they spent time writing, recording and collaborating a series of releases in 2023. And they've appeared on Spotify amongst the Fresh Finds. So Avenue's the track, High Jump is the act. And again, another one, hopefully slightly different mix that you've got on this four.
Great.
And I can never tell you about the last
track.
Oh,
track. Very funny.
Oh, Paul. Shocking.
Oh, dear. Because they're called Never Tell, obviously. And it's a sacrifice, is this track.
It is. And go on, what was the date of that release?
Yeah, that's one that is now, is basically it. Now, they Tampa based. They're a rock quartet who were formed in 2014.
Oh, wow.
And they're signed to Epitaph Records in March. So they've got new releases coming out on Epitaph. And the track is Sacrifice from Never Tell. And they are Jeremy Michael on vocals, Raul Lopez, who's a rapper and guitar player and producer, which might feature a bit in the track if you listen. You've got Alec Davis on guitar and Joshua Barter on drums.
Amazing. So Tampa's America, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you've got a real old mix there, Paul.
Well done.
Yeah, well, as I say, hopefully a bit of a fresh set of sounds, so
fantastic. Put your ears to these. Brilliant, Paul. Sit back and enjoy your choices. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Looking forward to it. Cheers. Bye.
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 That she puts a kiss at the end of her text, no matter if she's stressed. But you never leave her guessing. She doesn't spend long wanting, cause she never shows up. Scuff knees unlike me, so clumsy. Cause I'm free, I can never compare to the girl with the raven hair. So kind, so fair. It don't make sense. You're a best Julie.
You told me
am I now? I'm the clown with the frown.
N-E-X-T. Thank you.
So that was four brand new tracks from PG. So that was Never Tell with Sacrifice, High Jump with Avenue, Dutch Criminal Record with Now or Never, and Bizarre Fate with Sad Clown.
All released in the last few days, can you
still
believe?
Warm.
Hey?
Still
well,
warm.
Well, amazing. We are fast coming to the end of the first hour of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Stick with us for the second hour. We've got all sorts coming up. Chris's Punk Track of the Week, Steve's Choice, our undercover tracks, and loads more stuff too. We're going to play out today, well, this first hour, with a track from The Police from 1983.
I remember it well.
It was the title track of their... Oh, well, it wasn't. It wasn't. The album was Synchronicity. We're going to play Synchronicity 2. I think there's also Synchronicity 1. So enjoy. Yeah.
under the supper.